Hi, this is Peter Wright with another episode of the podcast for peterwrightsblog.com. I'm sitting in my upstairs office in my old farmhouse in southwest Ontario, looking out on a brilliant sunny afternoon over a snowy landscape. It's a real nice day compared to all the snow and cold and wind we had a few days ago. I just put a new post up on the blog asking the question, has common sense gone overboard when the media start playing the soccer racism card? What triggered this was the incident in Italy where Paolo Berlusconi, vice president of AC Milan Football Club and the brother of the former Italian prime minister Silvio Berlusconi, referred to their new soccer player signing Mario Balotelli as our little black boy. He used little as a term of endearment, and I believe he used black as a status symbol because the top black players are extremely skilled and sought after by all the top clubs. So it's a big plus for a club to sign one of the top black players. Anyway, the liberal media people got their knickers in a collective twist over this comment and tried to turn it into a major racial incident, more in the rest of Europe than Italy. It seems to have blown over, but it's just an indicator, I believe, of political correctness gone overboard. I mentioned a few other incidents in the post, and also one in America about an older Amish gentleman being sentenced to 15 years in prison for a hate crime because he led a beard-cutting vendetta. So I ask a few questions about this. My biggest worry is that waves of political correctness are ruining our education system, preventing people from thinking for themselves, stifling free speech, and I really believe threatening our Western society. And before you condemn me as a racist myself, I know what it's like to be on the receiving end. My father was murdered purely because he was white, and I lost everything in Zimbabwe, my farm, my home, my business, all my assets, again, purely because I was white, and the rest of the world that are making so much noise about racism in soccer stood by and did nothing while all this was going on. So I do know what it's about, but my biggest worry is the way political correctness is affecting our lives. That's it for today. Until next time, thank you very much. Bye.